We are up to Simin Shin Nun Vav, and that's what we're going to be doing. Amas Hamayim Overes Pachotzer. What happens if you have a chotzer and there's a stream of water that runs through it? It comes in at one side and it leaves at the other. So there's constantly water flowing in and then out of the chotzer. Amuka Yudur Chava Dalit. It is 10 deep and 4 wide. Ein Mamale Mimenu Bishabis. Elim Kein Osula Machitza Gavoa Asara Bechnisasa Uvi Yitziasa. There we say that since the water is going through it, you cannot go and carry it to it or from it. Unless you have mechitzas at either end, here we have a chumra that a tefach of that mechitzah has to be in the water. Since what you're trying to do is cut off the water inside the reshus, from the water outside the reshus, it has to be nikr that it's made for the water. So it's got to be submerged at tefach. What happens if the whole mechitzah goes into the water? It also has to be tem above the water, so it's nikr. You cannot have a mechitzas asara completely in the water. Kadesh yamayim, yeah. Yeah, so that's what he says so far. Now, what we're talking about is the water is going through. What happens if someone just has a pool in the middle of his rishus hayachid? That's a rishus hayachid, there's no problem. Here, the water becomes a karmelis, because it's going from one end to the other. If it's not dalid al dalid, and amukim yud, so it's not a reshus b'fnei atzman, it's tam batl for reshus hayochid. No, shaila doesn't begin. So here, Chazal said that you have to have a wall that is nikr, because what you're trying to do is cut off this water from the other, from the water on the outside. Dim hischelasa mechitzes lasofim yikol tzad, v'lo chibro so be'emtza, k'reshiu amayim nichnosam v'yotzen derech sham. So what happens if you built partial walls and left the middle open so that the water would flow out? Im ein beinem gimel tfachim shari. It's as if it's sealed. Damrin and lavud, if it's within 3 tfachim, so we say it's as if it's sealed. Yesh beim gimel tfachim, what happens if the hole is more than 3 tfachim? The halach is aser, it's not good. Haga, v'manakovim sha'ama nichnas v'yotze beim einem rechavim gimel afilo mechitze ein sarach. Not only that, but if the hole is less than 3, that it comes into the chatzar and leaves from the chatzar, that's less than 3, then it's as if you have total mechitzas that are sealed, and there's no need for any further tikkun. Further, siv beis, chatzar shen nifritza, v'loshen yom over ala pirza. This is not that the water is going from one side of the chatzar to the other, but there is water that's running alongside the entrance to the chatzar, and part of it runs over the chatzar. So the halachi is in eino bimiloo. If it is not run through the entire side, ve'ein bepirtzi yosa miyud, and it's not a mechitza more than 10, mutar lamalas v'meno lahachnas labayis. The halachi is you can carry from there into the house. Chazal were mekel. You don't need any tikkunim. Nifritza b'meloa o sheesh papirtzi yosei ma'asara im nisha b'malkam she nifritz gidudim gvoim yud v'amayim achasam also. If you have a mechitza but it's covered up by the water, mutar lamalos pirish mimenu. Avol osur lachnis sam labayis elam kein osur mechitza gvoa asara al hamayim. You have to have a mechitza that goes above the water. Lo nisha gidudim osra fil lamalos pechotzer. There, not only could you not bring it into the house, but without gidudi, you can't even bring it into the chotzer.